Evolve Business and Entrepreneur Magazine and Evolve Digital present the Evolve Live Podcast with host Howard Holley, Evolve Magazine publisher. Each podcast features leaders from the business world, civic organizations, or government talking about current issues and challenges and opportunities to shine a light on success.
Welcome to the Evolve Live Podcast. I am Howard Holley, publisher of Evolve Business and Entrepreneur Magazine. Each episode offers listeners an inside view about the issues, challenges, and opportunities business owners, entrepreneurs, and civic leaders face from a variety of voices, with a focus on overcoming adversity as a key component of achieving success. Our guest today is Greg Blase, President and CEO of Palm Coast Flagler Regional Chamber of Commerce. Greg has more than 15 years of leadership experience in the not-for-profit world. Before returning to Flagler County to head the chamber, he was director of the Board of Governors at the Florida Chamber of Commerce in Tallahassee and was responsible for building strategic partnerships with 200 of the largest businesses in Florida. He has served as executive officer at the Volusia Home Builders Association as well. Greg is also a former news radio broadcaster, and when you hear his voice, you'll recognize that. He was working at WNDB in Daytona Beach, where he interviewed local, state, and federal officials on his radio show and developed relationships with business and community leaders. He earned an MBA in 2013, and in his final year of completing the U.S. Chambers Institute for Organizational Management Certification, wow, and the American Society of Association Executives. Okay, so.
You know what I was thinking about? I was thinking, like, the older I get, the longer that. Yeah. And it's like, it's sad.
Yeah. Well, you can send this on to your mother. Okay. Yeah. So let's get started. Greg, why don't you, I believe we've just finished the first year.
Today, July 15th is when we filed paperwork.
So what has that experience been like?
It has been a whirlwind experience, but also really fulfilling personally. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, to build a chamber of commerce from the ground up is not something that happens frequently. Mm-hmm. You know, and chambers of commerce are supposed to be built to last. Mm-hmm. And so coming into this community, doing work that I care about. And the one thing I learned at the state level, you mentioned kind of the state chamber in Tallahassee, was I enjoy state politics, but when you're up there and you're making a difference, I'm doing air quotes, it's hard to see that result. I mean, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, sure.
And you get positive things done through legislation, but here, you know, it's very visible when you help a local business or when we're partnering with other government agencies to get things done. So it's visible, it's more visible, and it's lasting. And so to me, it means more.
So yeah, it's part of being on the ground, yeah. As they say. So you mentioned something that's pretty interesting, which is there are not many opportunities to build a chamber from the ground up.
Yeah.
And I hadn't thought about that, but that's an excellent point. So is that one of the things that attracted you to this opportunity?
Yeah, the end of my bio there, you were talking about the U.S. Chambers Institute mm-hmm. for Organizational Management, and ASAE has a Certified Association Executive Certification Program. And yeah, so I've been training for this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first part of my career at the state chamber was partnering with local chambers to make them better. And there's 450 throughout the state of Florida, so that's what I was doing. And then the last 4 years of my tenure there was about, you know, partnering with the big companies in the state and getting involved in some pretty cool projects. And that's a lot of fun. So here, you know, I do both of those things. Just it's not Disney. It's, mm-hmm. you know, Craig Flagler Palms Funeral Home.
Yeah, so, sure. Absolutely.
But it's fun. And this first year has just flown by, but there's so much work to do. And I think what we're seeing now in Palm Coast and Flagler County is what happens when you don't have an organization like the chamber providing leadership and helping create, you know, a future vision for this region. So that's what we're up to. And having a blast. I have big bags under my eyes because I don't really sleep anymore, but that could be because of the baby too.
So yeah, I think it's more baby, Greg. So Greg, one of the things that I'd like you to speak to is What's the last year's highlights from a business entrepreneur in Palm Coast, Flagler County? What would you want them to know from you about the highlights of the last year? And then I'm going to also give you the second part of that question, which is, what should they expect next year, right?
Yeah, it's a very interesting that we're talking about this, because literally in the last 2 days, we're putting together an annual report. We stand here on the 1 year anniversary today, mm-hmm. as it turns out. And so putting together an annual report, and I'm looking at this list of stuff that we've done. And depending on what your business is, depends on how much of an impact we've had. But I would say that for businesses and entrepreneurs, the biggest thing that the chamber is doing for them, the biggest thing that we did for them was in Tallahassee during the legislative session.
Okay.
So for every single business, this is not just Flagler County, but every single business in Florida, we were able to pass legislation that makes it much more difficult to file a lawsuit against businesses for COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And we thought we were out of it, and kind of now it's coming back with this different variant, right? So, but the point being, we as just citizens demanded that, like, hey, we need these businesses to stay open and serve us, and please do curbside, right? And we were figuring all, it feels like a lifetime ago. Mm-hmm. But understanding that those businesses could be sued if somebody says that they got COVID from their business, the burden of proof needs to be on them. So what we did in the legislature this year is set up the structure for, look, if you're a business that was doing all the right things with hand sanitizer, mask, distancing, you're most likely going to be fine. But if you're one of those businesses that just flaunted the CDC rules and local regulations, that's not a good community partner, mm-hmm. you know? And
so what you're saying is the purpose of the legislation wasn't to protect those who weren't doing the right thing, mm-hmm. but to protect those who were.
Yes, correct. So that's one. Second thing is a very successful tax package came out that leveled the playing field for small businesses, because the state implemented, finally, an online sales tax. And that means that people can't show up to your place of business and walk out the door and buy it tax-free. You know what I mean? And that's a big deal in like the way modern society works with buying. So that and the business rent tax, we were able to get that cut significantly. It'll reduce from 5 or 5.5%. I don't quite remember where it's at. Well, let's just call it 5% all the way down to 2.5%. Mm-hmm. And that'll be a reduction that happens over years. And workers' comp rates were reduced. Workers' comp had a huge potential for everybody in December got a mailer that said, hey, workers' comp rates are going up. So that's state stuff. Local stuff, there's a ton. And then locally, I would say setting up the foundation of working with local government on making sure that the voice of the businesses are heard. Mm-hmm. And so depending on the jurisdiction, it's been a different experience with each of them. But that is going to be invaluable for hopefully decades. Mm-hmm. You know,
as we bring guests in here, there are two common questions. One is, how have things changed as a result of the coronavirus? Mm-hmm. So the question is more from a chamber perspective than a business perspective, okay? So I want to know from you, what do you think the coronavirus impact is for a business association like a chamber, okay? And then the second part, because, you know, I love these two-part questions. And then the second part is, I want you to talk about worker availability. Mm-hmm. You know, because you and I have had that discussion, and one of the biggest challenges is finding people to work today as compared to, you know, a year and a half ago. So would you take the first one?
Yeah. So for the chamber, mm-hmm. there was already a reinvention of what chambers of commerce are before all of this. And mm-hmm. and it was, as a chamber professional, you know, getting together with other people that run chambers, they're saying, look, we got to reinvent the chamber, the way that we've been doing business and holding events and all that. It's great, but that's not why we were created. Mm-hmm. So how can we be more relevant to businesses now with COVID? You know, looking at some of these trends is just remarkable, especially in the workforce category that you were talking about. But just to wrap up the chamber piece, I think it's, you know, how can the chamber help serve businesses when we're in this time that so many different market forces are coming at us at one time and changing the, you know, especially digital. I would say digital is huge now. And meeting customers where they are and where are they now? They're not in the office and, you know, a lot of people are working from home still. So that's the chamber stuff. The workforce thing is huge. You know, we just got beat down, losing thousands and thousands of jobs in Flagler County, and the economy is coming back. We're starting to get ramped back up. And what you're seeing at local businesses is people that may have previously had jobs in the tourism and hospitality industry are not coming back. And that's a national trend.
Absolutely.
And think about it from their perspective. If you were somebody that was waiting tables, earning whatever you're earning, your company shuts down, right? I mean, restaurants were shut down for months and it reopened. Well, you were just unemployed for maybe up to a year. You've found a new line of work. You may have gotten re-educated. And so now there is a huge demand for different different types of employees, and they're just not coming back as quickly as everyone thought they were. And so that's why when you go to the restaurant, you're having to wait 20 minutes just to sit down, you know, or even longer, because there's not that staff there to provide the service. So
as an example, our Evolve Digital managing editor and I stopped at a restaurant yesterday, and the restaurant was fairly empty. But there were people waiting in the lobby for a seat. So when we asked how long, two of us, and she said, probably 20 minutes. I'm saying, you're empty. How can it be 20 minutes? They said, we only have one server. You know, and they can't handle everyone. So this is a big issue.
And in addition to this, right, we have the minimum wage going up. So now for these low-skill, low-wage workers, that aren't coming back to the workforce, business owners are stuck trying to figure out what's next for me. And to me, I think we're going to see a lot of creative and innovative solutions, especially in the restaurant industry, because hey, if those servers aren't there, you got to change the whole way you're doing business. You still got a chef and a cook and the facilities and everything. It's just, you can't get the food out. So what do they, you know, what does a non-server world look like?
Absolutely. And one of the beliefs I have is that if you're doing things the same post-coronavirus that you were doing before, you're not going to sustain as a business.
Yeah.
So you've got to respond.
But the workforce issue is huge. We have partnered with CareerSource. I'm on the CareerSource board now, and I'm really trying to get a handle on, you know, is the system working? How well is it working? How can we improve it? But this workforce issue of the availability of employees is just really, as we speak today, we're on the verge of really seeing where it's going, because all of the COVID money and stimulus has burned out now. So, you're not getting those extra unemployment dollars anymore.
So one of the premises of this podcast, Greg, is that overcoming adversity is a critical component of achieving success. It isn't what comes naturally to us and how well we do that. It's how do we handle the challenges in adversity. So what adversity have you faced, and how did it help to get you to where you are today?
Yeah, I not just coming to this community, but it, like in general, I have psoriasis, which is, I mean, you can see from my elbows, I'm kind of in between different medications. So it comes and goes. But this skin disease that's visible to other people really caused a lot of problems in my life. And so personally for that, just being, you know, I can relate to this racial conversation that's going on in America in a pretty big way, because I'm used to walking into a room and being looked at differently for something I can't even control. So that's kind of one adversity thing, is just decades and decades and decades and decades of like, oh, what's that? You have to explain. Right. No, I'm not contagious, whatever. Right. So that kind of works on you mentally. But the other thing is, you know, my family wasn't wealthy, and I've had to scrape and scrounge and earn everything in my entire life. And so, but I think that's a good thing, because I think the people of this community are more blue collar than white, and they can relate to that coming from the Northeast. Like, that's just a mindset of you got to hustle up there. And so, I think the chamber leader having that mindset, having to have really worked hard to get where I'm at and do it the right way, I think that only helps what we're trying to build over here. So those would be two quick answers.
Yeah, good.
I'm not going to go with the standard answer because you're looking at the top of my head. Like, no, I have no hair. So that's, I'm going to leave that off the table. But
yeah, well, it's on the table somewhere.
Yeah. So it's not on my head.
So, Greg, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. And we're going to have you back again in your role. I think there are so many things that we could explore and delve into. So you've been listening to Greg Blase, and he is the CEO and president of the Palm Coast Flagler Regional Chamber of Commerce, celebrating their first anniversary. We welcome your feedback and suggestions. Let us know what you think and visit our website at evolvemagazinesflorida.com or send an email to editor@evolvemagazinesflorida.com. Take care, everyone. I look forward to you joining us at one of our future broadcasts. Thank you.